Hello. Welcome to the Equine Inspired Life. I'm Shelley Whitehouse, author of The Business of Coaching with Horses, How to Reach More Clients, Feed Your Horses, and Change the World. My mission is to empower and educate equine inspired practitioners in the art of profitable program design and marketing. And my dream come true is to see equine assisted personal and professional development be recognized and celebrated for the unique transformational modality that it is, and to see it become as popular as yoga and Starbucks. Welcome. In this episode, we begin the Quantum Leap Readiness series, where we explore the 11 qualities and characteristics required to jump your equine-inspired practice to the next highest version of the grandest vision you've ever had for yourself. Well, my definition of quantum leap is the ability to measure forward momentum in your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical evolution. Your thoughts, your feelings, perceptions, and actions you take inform your measure of success and whatever success means to you. So I'm going to ask you to take a moment right now and check in with whatever thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations you are experiencing in this moment. Are you prepared to listen and receive, or are you in a state of multitasking? I'm not going to ask you to stop multitasking. You're a grown-up. You decide what's best for you in this moment. I am going to ask you to notice what's happening for you mentally, and how is that presenting itself physically? How we do anything is how we do everything, and if you are constantly in a state of fractured attention, you're very likely experiencing fractured results. There are specific characteristics or principles that create the foundation for a quantum leap experience. In order to be in alignment with these principles, you must be aware of yourself and aware of who you are with and aware of your environment. This is highly unlikely to happen when your focus is fractured. When you experience this alignment on a consistent basis, you experience yourself, you experience your clients, and you experience your business. You give it an opportunity to shift to the next level of success. For some, the shift may happen quite quickly. For others, it may evolve as a series of hops instead of one flying leap. Either way, you will be conscious of the process and the opening to stand in the next highest version of the grandest vision you ever had for yourself. So with that in mind, and with your focused attention, we're going to take a look at the quality and the characteristic of a universal lens. This is quantum leap principle number one. It's the characteristic of seeing your work through a universal lens. You may know the phrase, think globally, act locally. Every global shift begins with small groups of individuals holding the flame of universal truth. And you and your herd are a bearer of that flame. In a herd of horses, the lead mare always has the best interest of the herd at heart. And you are the lead mare of your own business. This includes your clients, employees, volunteers, your horses, and it also includes you and your own well-being. You also want what's best for your community and the world. You may be acutely aware of the imbalances on the planet with regards to global power structures or the environmental issues or wealth distribution and, you know, the polarization of worldviews. You may even become despondent over the perceived breakdown in the fabric of just basic decorum and stewardship for the earth. This results in an attitude of how can little old me make a difference in this big old mess? I believe that every global shift begins with a small group of individuals that are holding a flame for a new truth. And since you and your herd are a bearer of that flame, when the work you do in your arena contributes to the healing and strengthening of even one person's outlook towards self-love and kindness, then the flame of global healing grows a little bit brighter. This is a great analogy for approaching life and the business with a universal lens. Again, think globally, act locally. Another way to consider your personal universal lens is to ask yourself why. Why is what I do important? What is the ultimate effect of the ripple of my intentions and my actions? My universal lens is to raise consciousness in the world. This is my personal universal lens. And the way I do this is through equine-assisted transformation. The way I do that is to help practitioners grow successful and sustainable practices so that they can reach more people. You may have a similar lens. That's fantastic. Your lens may be to end gender inequality or initiate kindness or heal psychic trauma. Maybe it's eradicate animal abuse. You may only work with 20 people a year or 200 people or 2,000. Either way, you're having a significant impact on those lives of any of those people you're working with. And that creates a positive shift in the collective consciousness of our whole society. That's what's referred to as the butterfly effect. We're all so intrinsically connected that the fluttering wings of a butterfly can affect the winds a continent away. The dictionary states the butterfly effect is the phenomenon whereby a minute localized change in a complex system can have large effects elsewhere. So when you observe your business through this universal lens, it gives you a whole new perspective to the minute details of your efforts and the importance that they deserve. Thank you for joining me for this Quantum Leap Principle number one, a universal lens. If you'd like to connect with me, visit www.shellywhitehouse.com. That's Shelly, S-C-H-E-L-L-I, W-H-I-T-E-H-O-U-S-E.com. Thank you for your contributions to this work, and thank you for listening.